Daily Good News, Volume 1. Chapter 46. Something you think you see really isn't there. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Does your sight often deceive you? Sometimes you think you saw something that you did not see, and then again you saw things that when you came to look at them closely were not as they really appeared to be. But the Word of God never deceives. The truth is that the only things we can depend on are the things that we cannot see. We can see the earth and we can see the heavens, but they're going to pass away. We can say, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. That time is coming, and there will be some people who will feel perfectly calm and trustful, but they will be those who have learned to say that all things work together for good to them who love God, who are called according to His purpose. The man who doubts God now will doubt Him then. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Well, there is one who will do it surely. We have his name, Satan. Here is a testimony concerning him, the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. But says one poor discouraged soul, I believe all that, and I have confessed my sins, but these sins keep coming up before me all the time. Why does Satan bring these things up? Because he is a false accuser, and if he brings these up and accuses you, then you know that they are forgiven, because he would never have brought them up if they had not been forgiven. If you are sure Satan brings them up, you ought to be one of the happiest creatures alive.